A good day, Ner Shabbos, everyone. We're about to begin. Blessed Hashem, Shir number 133. And we're going to talk about self-confidence and self-esteem. In order to really have that healthy aspect to oneself, we're going to go to a prayer that is a hafladik, unbelievable prayer that Hashem gave it as a matana to the whole world. Of course, it's Torah based, and it's really the key of everything. It's used in 12-step programs and things like that in the non-Jewish world. But this, Rabbi Avraham Twersky used to emphasize this a lot, and it's really a key to Yiddishkeit as well. And this helps resolve so many problems within Yiddishkeit. In the not knowing where Shtadlus ends and where Betachin starts with certain things on a practical level. And it starts with this prayer. So on Reinhold Neuber, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing him right. And here's the prayer. Very well known in many circles. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. This is something that everyone should write down and daven for. You know, it's really part of Atachonin Lodim Das in the fourth bracha, the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei in the Bakashais. Because very often we experience pain of being unable to change the outcome of our lives. And we say, if only we knew this, if only we did this. And we question things, why we have to struggle about things. It seems unfair and so on and so forth. But even in the face of challenging or traumatic situations that are beyond our ability to change, we could still practice the art of accepting. And that acceptance can be life-changing. Chas v'shalom shouldn't happen to anybody. But people who suffer the loss of a loved one or a difficult diagnosis or painful breakup or a certain disability that is long-term. And we focus sometimes on the injustice of it or how we fail to alter our personal history of it. And the more we think along those lines, the more miserable we will feel. But if we learn to accept that which we have no power to change, the more we will rise above the trauma and make peace with it. It's not an easy thing. Acceptance does not erase the pain, but it does offer some inner peace. There's a big difference between pain and suffering. You can experience pain, but you can limit your suffering. And that is a really, really tremendously big yesod. So often what shakes our self-confidence is when we spend a lot of time ruminating about what we should do, what we shouldn't do, what should be happening, what shouldn't be happening. We're trying to control situations that we can't control because everything's in the hands of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And when we have those thoughts, we really need to understand Hashem knows what he's doing. It is what it is. I can only change what's in my power to change. Generally, that's Hakol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Meyira Shamayim. To believe that I can find meaning in any challenge and any difficulty. To recognize there's no sense fighting against what's out of my control. I can only focus what I can control. If you're not sure what you can or can't control, you ask for guidance. It's not about pointing fingers at yourself or at others. It's about acceptance, forgiveness, and coping, and acknowledging that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, that prayer, and davening really to Hashem for it, will help you with understanding your situation, what you can or can't do about a situation. Very often you could daven for special siyata d'shmaya, for Yeshua's, and trust Hashem. And Bez Hashem, hopefully Hashem will grant you that request. But as you're going through whatever you're going through that day, you do the best you can any given day on that given day. What can I do? God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. This prayer is the Yesod of prayers. It's a matana to the whole world, but it's the etzem asking for das, chachma bina v'das. When you have that chachma bina v'das, if Hashem gives it to you, he is basically giving you that special matana of understanding what you can do versus what is beyond your ability to do. The idea is you could transform your ruminations, your overthinking, into mindful thinking. Paying attention on purpose in the present moment in a non-judgmental way and allow your experience to unfold. Even when you are looking at the future, Royes HaNoilad, Ezu Chacham Royes HaNoilad, but it's within the present. You take one day at a time and you appreciate each day as a separate matana and appreciate the gifts of that day and do your best you can with it. And not worry about the past or the future, but use every given moment the best possible way that you can. One wise person said, be happy in the moment, and that's enough. Each moment is all we need. We don't need anything else. That's Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Every day and every moment of the day. Koilan Shomatal Kohaleluka, every breath. When you're eating breakfast, enjoy the meal. Eat it with kavana. Thank Hashem for it. The Yesod in Torah, you see, there's a truth in all isms that gives it its kiyum. It comes from the Torah. So Buddhism, which is pretty much avodah zarah. So what keeps that going if it's all sheker? The answer is there's an element of truth in there that keeps it going, and that they use the words beginner's mind. Now again, if you don't believe in Hashem or in that type of belief, you know, then what does beginner's mind mean? What's the beginning? What's an end? You know, but the idea is that they do utilize this concept, is that your mind is open without without preconceptions, without biases, similar to a small child experiencing something for the first time. Takes in life with enthusiasm and openness and free from any biases and free from any preconceived notions. Now, as we get older, we have experiences and biases that taint our experiences of the moment. But the idea being, this is truly a yesod in Torah, this beginner's mind. This comes from Torah. This is the hischatshus from the Bria. This is what Hashem put into the Bria, and thus into every one of our lives. HaMechadish b'chol yoyim tuv ma'aseh bereishis. Hashem renews His creations every single day, every single moment. And therefore, every moment is fresh. When someone's 90 years old and he starts learning again Simchas Torah and he's starting again bereishis bara likim, es ha-shamayim v'es-ha-aretz, it's like he just started. Yes, he has a greater understanding, a much deeper, profound understanding of what that pasuk means versus when he was only 6 or 7 years old. But he's starting again. He has that beginner's mind. Bereishis bara lakim es ha-shamayim ves ha-aretz. Rab Nachman used to do this all the time, and he writes it in his works. No matter how sophisticated you are and how much you grow in ruchnias, you go back to the simple pashtus of emunah pshuta. So yes, a 90-year-old tzaddik goes back and starts again. Bereishis bara lakim es ha-shamayim ve-es ha-aretz. Same thing when you're learning Shulchan Aruch or Ramah. You have a Paisik sometimes that he's already in his 80s. He knows Kala Tara Kula. But he still opens up a Shulchan Aruch and a Ramah. The Mechaber and the Ramah. And starts learning Shulchan Aruch as it says it there. Or Mishnayis. You look at Ramosha learning Mishnayis. You say, what he knows Mishnayis, with the tip of his fingers. And yet he opens it up and learns it word for word. That's a tremendous yesod in life. Constantly doing that. Constantly renewing oneself. Constantly beginning again. So we're going to mention a few concepts here together with this. The practice of acceptance, of not ruminating, of cultivating a beginner's mind. The idea of to be authentic, you don't have to be perfect. When you try to be perfect, it derails your self-esteem and self-confidence because you set unrealistic expectations of yourself. Strive to be authentic. You don't need to strive to be perfect. Sometimes you need to take a self-compassion break. You're working hard and you're overtaxing yourself. You take a break. And you say, I'm being mekayem mitzvah shmarta nafshei seichem. So you should have koyach to move on. To learn, after you did true tshuva, to forgive yourself. Hashem forgives you, you forgive yourself, and you move on. That's also part of the beginner's mind that we talked about. Another idea, very important, is a big yesod in self-esteem overall, is changing your language can change your destiny. You have old messages in your head that erode your self-esteem. And you have to replace those messages. So, for example, you sometimes will say to yourself, things would be so much better if this upsetting thing would not have happened. And instead of saying that, you switch it, turn it on its head, and you start thinking differently. And you say, I am thankful for the opportunity to build on that experience that I had. Another example, why me? Why did this happen to me? You change that by saying, I will move forward from these setbacks and I will become stronger as a result of it. Another concept is to cultivate Hakaras HaTayif. Focus on the roses instead of the thorns. Look for things that you're grateful for. The truth is the thorns will be there, but you recognize that even the thorns protect the rose. Like the bees protect its honey for us, actually. But you still focus on the rose. The thorns are there and they are needed. But look at the beauty of the rose. And then you appreciate the thorns because without the thorns, you wouldn't have the rose. The thorns protect the rose. Another yesod in self-esteem is to choose to learn over being envious. The success of another person does not diminish your worth. Not even an iota. Instead, you could see them as role models to help you light the way. Eizu chacham haloymed mikol adam. Who is a wise person? He who learns from everyone. And you're grateful that you have such people that you could learn from. Ashrei and beloved are they. Never be envious that you're not them. Be happy who you are. So there's tremendous amount of lessons in this particular shir to really review. Whether it is to be authentic, not perfect, to take self-compassionate breaks, celebrate yourself, forgive yourself as Hashem forgives you, use positive reframing of your language. Not why me, but I will move forward from those setbacks. Focus on the roses, not the thorns. Recognize the thorns are needed too to protect the rose. and not be envious of anyone else's successes. Be happy with your own lot and grow and develop it. Cultivate the beginner's mind and acceptance of yourself. To recognize that there could be pain, but you could reduce suffering and bring Simchas HaChaim, true joy, into your lives. Have a wonderful Shabbos.